This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, March 17th, and it's been 129 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country has ever had, with the worst being right here in Mara, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. It was an administrative insurrection. They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. The reason why I say this on every show is because we need to keep that message out there, keep it in the forefront. Otherwise, our lazy and useless legislators aren't going to do anything, because we need them to investigate what happened. It's amazing. Why would you not want to do that? The American cartel is being exposed, and the truth is coming out all over the place. And it started about 3 weeks ago, just after Arizona's election hearing featuring Jacqueline Brager. Do the emoji face. That's episode 461. For those of you who want to catch up and see what she and Thaler had to talk to us about. So last Tuesday, LD12 had Senator Wendy Rogers, my favorite legislator, speak at their meeting to explain why she refused to investigate the information from the speakers. Didn't go so well for Wendy. No. She was extremely defensive, like a rabid animal backed into a corner. The lying fraudster, grifter was very condescending and rude. Didn't appreciate it very much so at all. To sum up the evening, we the people don't know anything. I lost count how many times she basically said we don't know anything. My special guests today are the grassroots rock stars who put on the event and asked the best questions. Denise Babayan, Patty Porter, and Leslie Kung Fu Shepherd. It's time we all demand an investigation into Arizona immediately. I want you to tag Wendy. That's right. Tag Wendy on social media every day and let your voice be heard. And you could do that from all over the country, because Arizona is the last hope we have in order to get this country back. Take it back, everybody. We need to call out these useless legislators and hold them accountable. Well, except for Liz Harris. She's the only one that's fighting for us, guys. Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be right back after the break.
Many watching Bridie on TV will remember the fiery speech from Dr. Alan Keyes at the annual state Republican dinner that ended in repeated standing ovations. Dr. Keyes has been an articulate and passionate spokesman for faith, convictions, and consistently strong enough to resist the tug of political convenience. Alan pierces through the ethical haze of our time and calls us to stand up for the truth, knowing that you cannot have the right to do wrong. Get your download of Our Character, Our Future, an audiobook by Dr. Alan Keyes, exclusive to the Bridie on TV audience. Dr. Alan Keyes personally read and recorded our exclusive audiobook version of his timeless essays in Our Character, Our Future for this very special promotion. You can order it by going to www.imtv.us and click on Special Offer. It's available at only $19.95 for a very limited time. You'll not only enjoy a tremendous savings, but you'll get an amazing piece of literature read by Dr. Alan Keyes himself. Get yours today. Go to www.imtv.us and get this Bridie on TV exclusive offer.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hello.
Oh, that's our show, Jesus Rocks. Hang on, guys. I'm getting bumped all over the place. Hang on a second. I got to move you guys over. All right, let's get back on track with the show here. Yeah, it's I'm under sabotage, people. It's just insane, and you can see like there's a delay. There's a delay happening here. So hopefully on the actual it's sabotage, right? I just tell you a quick story. Somebody hacked into my Twitter account because they must not like the fact that I'm talking about exposing the corruption in Arizona. So that was yesterday, guys. That was yesterday, and then they tried to get into my credit cards, and then they posted on Twitter. But what's interesting is because you would think there'd be some like dirty stuff on there. No. It was actually very well written. Two tweets, and one of them was extremely like somebody was very educated and calculated, very strategic, and it has to do with what we're talking about. So I thought that was very interesting. So anyway, let's get back on track to the show. Bear with any of the technical difficulties. Again, I think I am being sabotaged. Oh, there we go. I'm moving around again. Okay, hang on. Hang on, peeps. Hang on. Yeah, it's still delayed. All right, we're going to go on with the show anyway, so bear with me, guys. So that was Jesus Rocks. So what we're doing is, because we have 23 episodes and we don't need to give you any more, because all the information that you need to connect current events and real history with the truth of God is in there. So we're replaying them, and I got to get you the new graphic because, you know, in Arizona, God forbid, we should actually change time zones or change our clocks like the rest of the planet. So there's got to be something fraudulent that is attached to the time zones and the changing the clocks. Otherwise, we would actually be like everybody else, because we are literally a crime scene here in Arizona and a cesspool of fraud and corruption. So there has to be a reason for that. That'll be fun when that actually finally comes out. It would come out maybe if we actually had an investigation, which we've been calling on Wendy Rogers to do since the hearing was on 2/23. But let me get back to Jesus Rocks. We have more than enough time to share all those details about the meeting that happened on a Tuesday where she spoke, and we kept her accountable. That's what we got to do with these politicians, people. We got to hold their feet to the fire. They work for us, right? We got to start acting like it. We haven't done doing that. That's why we're in the situation we're in. So anyway, you're going to replaying these on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And then you can always go over to the Save My Freedom movement, which is savemyfreedom.us. I have a tab there for Jesus Rocks. You can click on that and you can watch all these shows, and they're in order. And we're going to do some other awesome stuff with that. So what I want everybody to do is I need you at this point in the game to join the Save My Freedom movement, okay? Now, this is the Substack where I'm going to be officially launching tomorrow the Arizona Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit in conjunction with the one-click email all campaign that we do with Act for America. Now, the reason why there's been a delay is because their servers have been hacked and sabotaged literally for the past 2.5 weeks. So, I'm not going to say over the target because we already know all the facts and the truth. So what we're going to be doing is tomorrow I'm going to launch it. It's got 41 videos. It's got memes. It's got other graphics. It's got links. It's got documents, all those Thaler and Brager documents, plus a whole bunch of other amazing things. It's going to give you a summary of everything that happened in Arizona and everything that's been happening for the past 3 weeks. There's a lot of behind the scenes things that have been going on. So we're going to share all that because I want everybody to be all up to speed on the mess that our legislators have decided to go down the route of, like, ostracizing and censure. They want to censure. You want to censure Liz Harris for bringing out the facts and the truth. And the fact that they don't want to do this investigation should tell you everything. All right. So you're going to go to the Save My Freedom movement, savemyfreedom.us. You're going to do to the Substack because it is this is go time, guys. This is it. So Arizona, literally, Arizona's holding the whole country together like with a little thin thread, and the investigation will then actually begin to expose some of this fraud. So I don't know if you have seen Mike Gill talk about the American cartel and all the information that he's actually started exposing 16 years ago. Well, he's back. And I had the pleasure of speaking to him yesterday for 4 hours. So I got the rundown. So he is in the Take Action Toolkit. And if you go to our Rumble, pull up the Rumble, would you, Heather? So if you go to our Rumble, which is Everything Home Talk Show, and subscribe there. And if you go watching these videos, please like them because we need them rumbling out there. That's he's on episode, 39 and 40. And that gives you up to speed because what's happening and what we have started to expose in Arizona is nationwide. And it's been going on for 30 years. And it is huge. It is deep. It is like Arizona times 1,000. Okay, that's the country you live in. That's why the flag is upside down, because we are in distress. I have a different outfit on today because I am now the warrior. I am now, see right here, Jesus is my savior and Trump is my president, because now we're literally, You need to start your day, and throughout the day, you're going to pray, plan, and take action. And we can do this all together. This is the time where the whole country, all of us grassroots, all those patriots, all of the people that love this country need to stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. We're doing it together. The campaign with the one-click email is going to email all 110 Arizona legislatures and officials, right? All the categories that we did before. And it's going to have a petition in there. It's going to have an email. It's going to give all this information. It's give them links so they can't say that they didn't know and they cannot hide. And then there's another one, another click. You can email that. Well, you can post on Twitter. You can post on Facebook. You can post on Telegram. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. So I need you to do it every day. I need you to tell 10 friends to do it. Everybody in the country. We want 5 million emails, 5 million petitions being sent to them so that we hold their feet to the fire and we demand that they investigate what's going on in Arizona, because we need to expose this information for the whole country. So part of the whole Save My Freedom movement is that we're going to be doing this together. And literally at this point in the game, it's all about saving your freedoms in every single way, your personal, your financial, your professional, and your country and your soul, right? So you got the Jesus in there. We got that covered, right? So you got Jesus rock. So we take care of that spiritually. We need to take care of things emotionally. We need to take things of your body and everything else, because you've got to be strong, right? The warrior. What's the quote from the scripture? When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." That is Judges 6, 7, and 8. I highly recommend that you read that today or the weekend, because it is exactly what's going on now. And wow, we need to all take this seriously. This is, I know you're tired, I know you're exhausted, but you know, the last few yards to get to the touchdown is the hardest. So that's what I'm saying. Come join us. We're doing it all together, nationwide, everybody. This is the last push. You know, you've got the whole world and freedoms are in your hands, so don't drop it, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All right, let's get to the guests. I didn't realize I was talking that long. It's been a crazy week. All right, so that is Denise Barayang, and that is Leslie Kung-Fu Shepherd, and they're both going to come on today. Patty Porter's got to finish up some work. See, people actually have real jobs, so we don't get the pleasure of doing this stuff full-time, and we actually all do it for free, right? Us precinct committee men, we do all the stuff for free. This is the grassroots. So Leslie is an LD8. Patty's in LD12, and Denise is in LD12, and she's the one who put together the event on Tuesday. So bring them on, Heather, please. Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies. All righty. So I will let you start, Denise, because you did a phenomenal job, and you were great with the microphone. I didn't like that I got cut off, but that's okay. I understand there's a time limit. Now, you're on mute, my dear, so you need to unmute yourself, and then there we go. So this is Denise's first appearance. This is Leslie's first appearance. So I'm trying to spread out the grassroots rock stars all over Mayor Corruption County. So there we go. Yeah. So we got a little bit of static, but we'll just work through it. Again, I think it's my stuff being sabotaged. So guys, bear with me. This is just the beginning of what they're going to be doing. So tell us about the event, and I'll kind of let you run with it for a little bit.
Well, we had Wendy Rogers appear at our LD12 programs aspect of our meeting once our business was adjourned. And we brought her there simply to gather some information from her as to why it is that she believes that she has no jurisdiction and no power within the Senate committee, the Senate Election Committee, that is, in starting, launching, even discussing an investigation into the allegations brought forth at the February 23rd meeting, which would include not only Jacqueline Breger's report, which is absolutely, the allegations made there were egregious. If we have one single person in our government with that kind of corruption, racketeering, RICO, working with the cartel, we have a problem. But also we had those four other presentations brought by very notable, very reputable, very honest military professionals who have experience in cyber, experience in intelligence, and actually feel that our national security is at risk based on the reports that they gave looking into our elections. So we brought her forth into our meeting. She agreed to come. She agreed to talk. I'm not so sure she knew what she was there for, because she started off with trying to, it felt like it was going in the direction of lecturing us as to why it is that we shouldn't be putting censures for Thoma and Peterson. She gave herself a lot of accolades with all of the things that she's done and all of the election integrity things that she's done and all of the money she raised from all of the grassroots people, including people across the whole country. Why a senator, a state senator, is getting money from people in all kinds of other states beyond me. Mm-hmm. However, she started off going in that direction. And I did speak with her beforehand, and I did ask her how long she would need to talk. And she told me she wasn't really there to talk. She was there to take questions. So in about 15 minutes or so, I did try to redirect her and open up questions for our audience. In which case, that she was a little bit defensive and a little bit combative with the answers that she gave and the attitude that I felt she was giving off as to why aren't we just accepting her answer that she has no jurisdiction, she has no way of doing it, and that we should just trust her on this and she's not re-explaining it. That's what she started saying halfway through. Meanwhile, on the screen behind her, on three giant screens behind her, was Title 41-1151, which states in black and white, first five words of the beginning of that AS statute says that they have the subpoena power within that committee. So I felt that the meeting went well. I don't know how she felt, but I did text her the meeting so she could go back and watch herself. I did text her that tonight. So hopefully she'll be able to get some feedback watching herself. Watching that
feedback. So did she respond to you? Like, thank you so much.
She gave me a thumbs up. Yeah, I thanked her for coming. I thanked her for taking the time to answer our questions. And I sent her that so that she can go back and watch the whole night. I watched it as soon as I got home again.
Yeah. Heather, since Denise brought up donations, can you pull up graphic number 17, please? Graphic number 17. So the amount of donations that Wendy Rogers has raised in the past year, this is fourth quarter 2021 through fourth quarter 2022, $3,353,575. Now, if you look at the curve, right, so she didn't raise this kind of money to get into office in 2020. But when she said, well, maybe I should start talking about, I'm going to fix the election. So she ran on election integrity. She said it was her number one mission, according to her tweet that is pinned to her profile. I added it to that graphic, and I'm still waiting. So she ran on it and raised $3.3 million. So I need everybody to know that. So I'm still waiting for the election integrity results. You know, there's no such thing as election integrity. There's only election fraud prevention, because you cannot have integrity in a system that is fundamentally based on fraud, and the people that run it can't even spell integrity. All right, Leslie, comment on that, and then I want to play the video that Greg Dutton, the chair, was so brilliantly put together. And this, so I'll set that up in a second. So Leslie, share what you want to share about the meeting with Wendy Rogers.
I think the thing that stood out to me the most is she's not used to not being in control. When she doesn't have the authority to kick people out, she almost doesn't know what to do with herself. I watched her body language up there, and if you didn't listen to one word she said and you just watched her body language, you heard the question, and then you watched her body language. Hopefully she does watch that video you sent her, Denise, because it was a very telling story. Her body language was very loud. And boy, she did not like that she had people in the crowd that had their own opinion. Mm. And the thing that stood out the most to me, in between when she talked, you know, gave her different excuses or, you know, duck and weave, you know, is when she said, what do we do? Are we going to just not do this? Are we just going to give up? No, we need to get out there and we need to vote. You know what? I love that the crowd had a brain. They were like, why? Why? What's the point? I mean, even if we work harder, we can canvass more, all these things. When you haven't rigged, if you haven't dealt with the very thing that's rigged, then what is the point? And then you've got these people in here. Yes. So, ask me a couple questions and a different question if I didn't say what I needed to say, but I'm telling you, I really loved watching her. At first, I felt a little discouraged on how condescending she was. Yeah. She gave me a lesson on how to say plenary.
I know.
Plenary. Isn't that great?
And you know, bad
about that? But it's, you know, that she did it, but that I think a lot of people in the audience who are watching her attitude, mm-hmm, really saw that she really lacks the ability to just come in and have a conversation and answer questions without being a bully.
That kind of stood out. I will tell you, so that people get to see that, we did upload the entire video, the entire hour, onto our LD12 Rumble channel. And that is going to be going out to our entire LD12 body, because there were plenty of people that missed, with it being spring break, people were traveling. And then I'm hoping that it goes viral. There was a bunch of people that reported it, because I think a lot of people need to see exactly the attitude and the body language that we, and also the talking points. Has anybody figured out the new Republican talking points? You know, it was that we need to vote harder, whatever that means, okay? That was the, vote harder, okay? Because we didn't have long enough lines in 2022 to the point where machines were getting clogged because they didn't expect so many people. So we have to vote harder. But now they're saying, she said it that night, they're saying that we have to remember who the real enemy is. The real enemy.
Her.
Well, in my mind, that's Republicans and Democrats at the moment. It's both. Right? She said that night.
Yeah. The real enemy in her eyes is the three people on this show tonight, right? Because we think on our own, we follow the rules. We actually, you know, we're out there on the battlefield. Like, we're not just sitting behind a microphone like she is, or at a desk at an office, or, you know, living in our $750,000 home that she just bought in Chandler, and then still tries to pretend that she lives in a 703 square foot mobile home that's up in Flagstaff. That's her primary residence. I don't think so. Okay. Not to mention the house in Tempe that she's lived in since 2001, but she's run in four different districts during the last 10 years without redistricting. So Don't worry. More information for that's coming out, everybody. So stay tuned for that.
She explained it, Michelle. The whole way she said, she kept on saying that by definition, this would be a criminal investigation. Well, then I guess she stood on the stage and told us that the corruption is, this is what she said, palpable. So if you admit that there's palpable corruption within Mayor Corruption County, why is it that you're going to sweep some kind of those types of allegations under a carpet? And it's even more angering than that, because she's saying that it's not up to us to do a criminal investigation. That's up to law enforcement. Well, then you're obviously admitting that there's criminal stuff going on. So what are you doing? Even if she was 100% right and had no plenary powers, and who's she giving it to? Shouldn't our legislature be the people that make sure that if there's any sheriffs left in the state of Arizona that are actually honest and follow the Constitution, that we need to get somebody who's actually honest and or any type of an attorney or whoever it is? It's like it's completely ignored and thrown out the window. Completely ignored and thrown out the window. And the fact of the matter is, we don't know what kind of indictments or what kind of charges will come out of it until we investigate. Because we have to first validate or refute what's what. That's what an investigation does.
Now,
right?
You're
innocent until proven guilty. She's defying all that. We're not. We're asking for an investigation.
Yeah, simple. And, you know, Congress does them all the time. So they have committees. They're doing them right now. They had that big one on January 6th, which was all fake and a facade. But they have them right now about with Anthony Fauci, right? And they have all kinds of committees that are doing investigations. So that doesn't make sense. Oh, she can't do criminal. Well, we know those people are criminal, but they're investigating. So why is her committee, or any committee for that matter, any different? And the fact that all of the legislators, except for Liz Harris, is literally ignoring this, and they've ignored it from the beginning, and they went after and attacked her, and then they're bringing up an ethics complaint. They filed one of those. They were literally trying to expel her from office because she had somebody come on and give information, and they keep focusing on the last speaker, which is Jacqueline Brager. They're ignoring the other four. The other four were like military guys that have done this for a living. They know the intel, the national security risk. I mean, the fact that they just want to focus on that other one should make everyone go, why? You should be interested in addressing all of them. So we got about 2 minutes left before we go to break. Ladies, Leslie, what do you want to comment on any of this? Obviously, there's a lot more, but go ahead.
Well, I can just echo what you just said there. I think it's funny that they're using the very last speaker to be the very decoy to keep them from actually looking at what the real issues were. Because even if she didn't get up there and speak, which she did, and she said a lot, and we heard it, and we think that it should be investigated, even if you just listen to the first four, I mean, highly honorable people with data. I mean, how Ben Thoma didn't pay attention to it.
No, I asked him
on Wednesday. I followed him out after the committee, and I point blank asked him if he had listened to the February 23rd testimony. He said a little bit. I have it written down. It's kind of, it was very short. And I said, that's your job. And then I asked him a couple other things. Did he pay attention to it? Like Clinton Eugene Curtis that came on the Monday prior and completely exposed. He's already been saying this before a judge. He had already told on himself a long time ago, but maybe they're doing a Wendy Rogers. I don't know.
It's mind blowing to me that they just want to ignore it. And that should tell you everything, everybody. The fact that they want it, that they don't want to do
that's
it. Tells
right.
you everything right there.
And remember what the last sentence of our press release said. I'm reading it right now. The last sentence of the press release. If one does not desire to fix the fraud in our elections, we the people will assume that you are part of the problem.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's really simple.
Amen to that, that's my right. friend. So, Heather, pull up real quick slide number 18. I want to show Ken Bennett. Ken Bennett was in the hearing. He is on the chase. Look at that face. How awesome is that? Does that look like an innocent man or a man that's pooping in his pants because he's looking at the report asking what page number the names are on because he's like, I want to see my name on there. Uh-oh, what do I do, people? Yeah, and he is the vice chair of the elections committee. Look at that guy, huh? Look at that guy. We'll be right back after the break.
True is what we are. To the stars and the stripes in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free is where we shall be. The flag shirt where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hey, so you see all those awesome products and companies on there. That's over on our marketplace. So I encourage you to go do that. Most of them are Patriots, Patriot-owned, or small businesses because we want to support them. We don't want to prop up the demons and the beasts and the bad, bad people that censor us, that shut us down, like the big banks, right? Look at the mess that we're in now. And that's by design, everybody. That is actually planned and calculated. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. They're literally, I've been saying this for so long, they hate you and they hate me. So we cannot keep giving them our money. So big companies, we want to stick with small ones or ones that actually are good people, like Mike Lindell. I mean, I told you I bought that new pillow. And it's actually awesome. It stays cold. So I actually have been sleeping better. My roommate, the roommate, got the slippers yesterday. They're only $25. And I was like, I put it on. I went, oh my God, I got to get the slippers. So I'm sending the message to them. We'll be getting the slippers next week. So go check out all the products and supplies, products over at the marketplace. You've got my pillow, you've got Mammoth Nation, which has about 1,000 different small business owners on there. You know, it's a little, and my Patriot Supply, because you need some food. Zeb Zelenko, my good buddy and friend of the show, Ann Vandersteel is the chair of that foundation. There's five different supplements that you could choose from. So as I had mentioned earlier, you know, we are at war. This is the battle. You guys are the warriors. So you got to stay healthy too, because they're trying to poison us. I mean, the chemtrails and all the stuff that's in the hair here in Arizona for the past like nine months, hardcore has been out of control. And they're putting stuff in your clothing now. That's what Mike Adams had said. Then they're putting it in sheets and fabrics and materials and towels and anything to poison you. That, you know, they're doing it to the food and for the, you know, the four distribution food centers and, you know, the two farms that are left in the country. So you've got to get strong. So I encourage you to do that. I'm on two of the different Zev Zelenkos. Use the promo code HOME. You just go to the marketplace and you can go ahead and click on all the different products. And I encourage you to go do that. Support these great people, because you need this stuff. You got to stay healthy, strong, spiritually, emotionally, physically, right? All that, all the above. So yeah, there's tons of new ones on. I'd added on there too. And we're getting my cell phone, my Patriot Mobile is coming on next. So that will be good. And we're working out a deal. So if you're a PC, you're going to get a discount. How awesome is that? I told the guy, I said, you know what? We got PCs working their asses off here in all over the country. We don't get paid. Nobody gives a crap about us. The legislators and the candidates poop on us all the time. They tried to get rid of us last year here in Arizona through legislation, fastest legislation ever to go through the Senate, the House, and the governor's office all signed in one day. So I said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get everybody a discount. So if you want to switch over, we're going to make sure that you save some money. How about that? That should be incentive to become PC. All right. So the only thing that I wanted to, I think I covered everything. I'm a little bit all over the place today, people. It's been a crazy couple of days. And when you're under attack, this is what happens. You got to put on a warrior hat, right? So I said, we're going to put a little Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president. All right, let's bring back the ladies. And I will throw in some other stuff in there for you guys. But I really want you to go over to savemyfreedom.us. Put that up real quick, Heather. Savemyfreedom.us. You know me and my handy dandy high budget sign. Savemyfreedom.us. We are going to launch tomorrow. We are launching the Arizona Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit. And I'm going to be adding the videos. So the videos are there, 41. So the Wendy Rogers LD12 is episode 38. And then you're going to watch the two. So the toolkit's going to give you all this information. It's going to give you all the exposed information, the documents, the links, the tools, the memes, because we need to keep this in the conversation. It'd be something that needs to be talked about. This investigation, demanding the investigation, needs to be in the forefront every single day. And you're going to be tagging Wendy and other legislators. And we're going to give you those tools, because you're going to have the one-click email campaign to make it easier. But I need to do it on social media. And I need everybody in the country to get behind it, because Arizona literally is the last hope. And it's time to stand in the gap, people. All right. So bring the guest back on. Bring the guest back on, please, Heather. All right. Patty Porter has joined us. She was busy working, because that's what everybody does. We all work and then we do grassroots. We battle in the battlefield. We just don't sit there and, you know, like these other, like the legislators, the candidates, and they're just, you know, tell us we suck, which is what happened at the meeting. All right, Patty, give your 2 cents.
Hi, everyone. Happy to join you. Yeah, some of us have to work for a living, unlike those elected elites that try to just pretend to work and don't actually work for the people now, do they? So we have found out they haven't worked for the people. So we're kind of back where we started a couple of years ago, except we have eyes wide open now. Now we know exactly who the enemies are. It's not just the left or the deep state. The deep state is a lot of people within our own camp. And it's very, very, very disappointing, given how much we have all worked tirelessly for them, knocking on doors, holding town halls, fundraisers, all of that, only for them to pretend to be America First election integrity candidates. And yet, here we are. We have another fraudulent election. We have the laws that are not being upheld.
We have an investigation that needs to be done. We have corruption that has been exposed, and everyone's saying we got to move on, knock on doors harder, collect more money, and recruit more PCs, which is a challenge to begin with, right?
Yeah, it's the fact that there's all silent is just something that I just, there's no common sense. They're like, even on, we'll talk about my question to her, which was, it was more of like a statement and then a little question thrown in. She did not like that. She doesn't like me at all. Oops. Well, if she'd do her job, then she would like me. Maybe, probably not. Do you guys want to play the video real quick? Do you want to do that first? Okay, so now I'll set this, why don't you guys set this up? Go to the LD12 ladies, set up the video.
So we're going to show the video, which was the introduction before I introduced Wendy herself to come to the stage. And I want everybody to take note on that video in big bold letters where we plastered Title 41-1151 up there, which gives those plenary powers to that committee. So pay attention.
Yeah, so it's the subpoena powers. It's right there, right behind her. And
in black and white.
I'll see black. It was awesome. All right, so that is video number one, Heather. Roll the videotape, please. Video number one. This is what was played before the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I rise.
It is a very good thing that the Founding Fathers, the framers of the Arizona and U.S. Constitutions, did not make the judicial branch the supreme arbiter in our society. Rather, they made the legislature supreme. And so I want you to know, from my seat on the dais of this, the supreme branch of government, that we recognize your concerns, that they're valid, that we are working to fix the system just as the people demand. And I want to let you know that it's the Republican Party here that is listening to you. And if you ever feel in your heart so inclined, I would love to welcome you to our party.
We are the election officials. We make the law. It's granted to us, retained in the Constitution.
It is we, the state legislature, that has the plenary authority endowed to us by the United States Constitution. And thereby, it is on our shoulders. And it is incumbent upon us to get smart on it and guard the vote and its integrity.
Leslie, go ahead and comment, please.
First of all, I love that video. I mean, it's so powerful. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a wonderful tool. I think it's going to help other people because there's so many things that we don't know. And what's great is in situations like this on your podcast, we learn so many things because I think that's the key thing is that people have been so bamboozled by these officials that think they're above and they forget who their boss is. That's us. So I really appreciate that video. Thank you.
Well, and let me comment on that. And I mentioned it in the beginning. See, the problem that's going on now is we caused it, right?
It's
because
true.
We, the people, are the problem and the solution. So because we didn't pay attention and we weren't active and we weren't doing all the things that we're doing now.
Right.
They took the ball and ran down the field and ran amok, right? So now we're actually having to do complete triage Like we're putting on like a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, right? That's gushing blood because we've let them go awry for what, 30 years since maybe we were active in, say, for me at least, was active in high school. So and that's everybody. So now this is the time to stand up, speak up and show up and do it every day and keep these people accountable, not just in Arizona. This is the whole country needs to do this because all this corruption and fraud is all over the place, right? That's what Mike Hill was telling you about in the two shows that I need everybody to watch. I put it on the Rumble. It's going to be in the toolkit. It's the corruption throughout the whole country. It's how the whole country operates. So let's get to it, people. This is it. Stand in the gap. All right, the dynamic duo. What do you want to comment about the video?
I think the video was powerful too. Greg Dunn, our chair, made that, and I was very impressed with that, as he worked pretty late to do that. And we wanted just the right thing that wasn't going to be so disrespectful and so sarcastic, but yet it was going to me, it's what you always do. Rather than listening to everybody chit-chat about who says what, you go to the horse's mouth. That's what we brought you. We went directly to them, in action, that's all on public record, speaking in those committees and saying exactly what Title 41-1151 tells us and what they are now denying, because they only want to do it. They only want to talk about it. They don't want to do it.
True.
I don't know. So yeah, keep it in their face, right? That's what you have to do. It's call them out. The email, you call, show up at their office or schedule an appointment, however it works. And we know that they don't like to meet with people because we were told that you get a 45-minute time slot and then the assistant comes in after 15 minutes and you get kicked out. Yeah, these are the people that you voted. Let's comment on that, because Leslie joined one of our other PCs. They went down and met with one of the legislators. Mm-hmm. So comment on that and tell them your experience.
Well, actually, that was pretty encouraging because they did do the famous little come in, like they're going to be, you know, feeling for the situation. But I tell you what, he listened. And he not only listened, he walked us to the meeting that he had to chairman over. He went through a couple of bills, and then afterwards, he walked with us over to the house, took us in without having to get our little detector stuff done, and he kept listening. So hopefully, it wasn't just a show. Hopefully.
It was a show. Okay. It was a show. I'm going to say it, everybody. It's a show. These people don't give a shit about us. They don't give a shit about the laws. They don't care about rules. They want to cover their asses. They want this to go away because I guarantee you a lot of them are a part of it. They might not have gotten financial amounts of money through the deeds and the other things that's been going on or quote unquote donations, but they're compromised. You know why? Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. So the fact that every single one of them is keeping their mouth shut tells me they've been told by whoever they get their orders from and their instructions, make this go away. Don't talk about it.
Yes.
So right then and there, they're all compromised.
I agree.
And some much more than others. Those names are on the list and they're all going to come out. And this is all across the country, every single state. This is all the politicians in Washington, D.C., the demon center. That's what it is, everybody. They're all involved in this fraud. It's all those, the Panama Papers. It's all real stuff. It's all real stuff. All right, dynamic duo. Denise's husband, who's never really been to any of these things before, spoke after me. So share that, because I was like, okay, that is average guy who doesn't get involved because he's like working and doing other stuff, and comment on what he had said to her. It was powerful.
Yeah, my husband was pretty taken back because he told her that he came up and he actually said to her, with all due respect, it feels to me like you're a little combative. And she did not like that. And she said, me? Combative? He said, yes. And then he asked her about the first five words in the very first sentence of AS Statute 41-1151, discussing the subpoena power that is given to those committees. And he basically asked her, well, is she going to investigate? And she said, no. And my husband walked out and said, she's worthless. Walked out. But he told her, he said, I'm new at this, so I don't have any emotional attachment to it. This is my wife, and I don't usually, he's never come to something like that before. Mm-hmm. He came to this because I told him he should get there and ask questions.
Now, let me comment on this. So I've been getting a lot of comments and emails and text messages from people about the meeting. And one of the, it was actually two comments. And it was some on the Rumble, and it was somebody from out of state. And everything that you guys are saying, that we observe, that we've all said, and worse, was this woman's interpretation of just watching the video, not knowing really who this person was and just listening. So when I read that, I went, whoa, okay, so it's not us. We didn't misinterpret anything. It says a lot. It says a lot. And it's, it's, I don't want to say sad, but that we're in this position and we're in, this is what we've got. I mean, we've got a tyrannical government. They don't follow the rules. They might have an R, rhino, there you go. Till you prove to me you're not. Prove to me you're not. Investigate. Otherwise, you're all rhinos. You're all rhino establishment, right?
Well, and we've been down this road before. When we were talking with Karen Fann, Senate President Karen Fann, back in what, 2021
in the fall.
And we heard her and Sonny Borelli, all of them continued to say the same thing. We have a backup plan. Yeah. We have an idea. We're going to play good cop, bad cop. We promise we have a deal that we're going to bring through. We're hearing the exact same talking points, but from different people who are now in leadership. And it's sad because we believed her.
I mean, we had a personal experience with
right.
her. That's why, Leslie, we're not so sure we believe Toma. But you can explain experience.
It was very sincere. Like, it's unbelievable
how... You carried her with her.
Oh, well, yeah. And I've had other meetings with her, how they can just look at you right in the face, be very sincere, contrite, and say, yeah, we're going to get them. We're on your side. We've got something in the works. And nothing materializes. And then she puts in John Shattuck, her buddy, to take over the slump laws, and that never materialized to anything. She allowed the Board of Supervisors to get off scot-free, never enforce the subpoena power that she had. Here we go again, that whole subpoena power thing again. Yeah. Well, they've got the plenary authority. They're not using it for whatever reason. It's very disheartening, and Michelle, I think it is sad because this is our republic. And I, you know, first was involved after the 2020 steal, and you know, like Denise, we've been fighting just about every day. And now here we are again, except now our eyes are wide open and we see the truth. The truth is, I think it's us and God against mm-hmm. all of those evil people. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, without God, we just can't get through this. And that's what I'm holding on to even more is, you know, we started a Bible study, putting on the full armor of God so that we can clearly understand what that means. And the Bible talks about gird yourself in truth. And I was really struggling with a lot of all of this that was happening. And I was asking the Lord, where should I go with this? And I opened up my study guide, and right there is where I wrote, be girded in truth. And it's like, there it is. It's very simple. Just be truthful. Live in truth, expose the truth, and walk in truth.
Yeah, I want to read this. There's two things I want to read. I want to make sure that I get them in before the show ends. All right, so you got to put on the old people glasses, everybody. All right, so it's Luke 12:2-3, okay? I've read this on the show many a times. For there is nothing covered up that will not be seen. There is nothing hidden that will not be known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the light. What you have said in a low voice in a closed room will be spoken with a loud voice from the tops of houses. So that is what we need to do, people, right? And Patty, I'm glad that you brought up the portion where we need to rely on God to help us through this. I can't tell you how many people have told me we need an act of God in order to save this country. So obviously we're going to pray, right? We want you to focus on that too, but we still have to show up and take action because otherwise we have to do our part. I've said this numerous times. If I was God and you guys are all sitting home and you're not showing up on the battlefield, why should I save you? Why should I do anything if you don't want it? So you have to do both. We're just making it easier for you to do that when you come join us and we do the one-click email campaign. And then you need to take a little responsibility, self-reliance there. And, you know, call these people out on social media, pick up the phone, that kind of stuff. All right. So, Leslie, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that it's actually done like a trickle-down effect. Because the thing that I heard this underlying tone of speaking against the censoring. And the thing that I've seen with all these different censors that go on, I've only heard of one chairman that has actually done his role according to the description of the chairman. And that was Ray Michaels. Oh, wow. He is supposed to remain neutral. I have seen where one person They sent out an email to all of their LDs and saying, don't do the censor. This is why. And then resigned earlier that day. And then the person that came in to fill his shoes before the censor was even read said the exact same thing. This person can be on it, but not this person. He's a really nice guy. It's like, dude, that's not your job. Matter of fact, you're not following your job description. So I feel like even in the LDs, we need to remember that those chairmen are not our boss either.
No.
Most powerful people in that room are the PCs. The most powerful people on the earth are we the people in America, we the people. So we have got to recondition these leaders to remember what their role is and that we're not going to tolerate them abusing it. So I would say that even within the LDs, we've got to be a lot more vocal and take whatever action is necessary when we see them not complying with their little role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something that stands out to me. It's a permeation that's going on because I could just hear her laying out this, we only have one seat. If we lose that one seat, it's like, okay, I'm sorry, we have Bennett. So sorry, the Democrats do have somebody on the Republican team already. So
they all are at this point. And they just use it as a scapegoat. We got 30 seconds left, ladies of LD12.
Denise?
Comment.
My comments is, it is sad. I agree with Patty, it's sad, but it's also maddening and infuriating because they treat us like we're ignorant. They treat us like they want us to kowtow to them. And those people, when we talk about rhinos and establishment, I have to take it further than that. I'm going to remove that name. I'm going to say that we have people that actually look to those officials and somehow put them up on this pedestal and think that they're better than we are. And so they just accept their answers and are afraid to push back against them. And they're equal like us. They're no different than the three of us sitting here. They're no different than us, and they're no different than anybody that's watching this right now. In fact, they serve us and they work for us. And that is in the oath that they swore to uphold. And they forget that real fast.
Yeah,
and the last thing I'll say is, and I don't know this for sure, but to me, that last statement that I read, if they are, to me, they're scrambling because they're desperate. They can't start an investigation because it's going to point back to them in some capacity.
All of them.
Every one of them.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for bringing that information. And of course, we'll always be coming back on the show. So one more thing I want to read. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. So take that to heart, everybody. Memorize that. Put it into your repertoire. You want to pray, plan, take action. We're going to do the one-click email. You're going to join the Save My Freedom movement. And please pop up that graphic of the lovely Wendy Rogers, number 15, Heather, as I take it out. So join us. And there's my girl. So you're going to demand that she does the investigation. We're going to hold their feet to the fire. We need everybody in the country calling these people out. We're making it easy with the one-click email campaign. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. Go to savemyfreedom.us. You're going to have the toolkit. It's loaded with information. And it's not just Arizona. It's the whole country, everybody. It is literally a crime scene. And we just happened to find out about this stuff here first. So join us, savemyfreedom.us. The toolkit will be going out tomorrow, and it's got full of memes and videos. So make sure you start sharing those. Have a great weekend. Remember to pray, plan, take action. And I want you to stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. This is the time. Stand in the gap, everybody, because if Arizona doesn't get this investigation, literally, the republic is over. And I'm not willing to just let it go. I want that flag turned right side up. All right, have a great weekend, everybody, and happy St. Patrick's Day for those of you who drink the green beer.